Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk with Emo on StreetsRadio.com. That's Streets spelled with a Z. And I'm your host, Sir Emo, here in Sacramento, California. This is my one-hour internet radio show that pops off every Monday, 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 12 a.m. Central Time, and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. We keep it real here on Real Talk with Emo, and I'll be bringing you new music, live interviews, and we'll be talking about real-life subjects like politics, religion, and life in your hood. This is the place to be every Monday. You can also listen on your cell phone or be a part of the live discussion by calling area code 646-478-3243 or log on to blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio to hear shows you may have missed before. There you can copy and paste the widget and put it on your page or your website to stay updated and help us spread the word. You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo on StreetsRadio.com. Log on to PaceOut.net and you can find my Twitter, my MySpace, my Facebook, all that good stuff, how to cop my music and to support the movement. But other than that, we're going to get into the first song and get this show started. You know how we do. One love. God bless. 2010.
Hey, pull me one more of them things, man. Drop me something hot. I'm finna let the little homie shine on this one.
Young Star. Try 400, man. Yeah, it gets hotter. White Jason, Young Scar Shatter.
The bigger they get, the harder they fall. I was 5 years old, then a 6'5", beating my knuckles against them brick walls. White Rock District, the neighborhood that raised me. 10,000 a block that drove me crazy. Like Ace said, I'm no longer mama's little baby. When I say click, my little homies, they clack a hot grease. Hit them pigs and like roaches, they tend to scatter. Knackle.
You tell them move it, yeah, get on some taller things. Me, come on and lost me your money, found in the harder things. Come back with harder things, with Dre Stav, my artist, man. It's time to get my chips up, keep my lips up, cause I bought a game. I'm from the village where goons are trying to get it all. Don't slip and fall and be a fool and get yourself involved. I'm a dog and see your dog gon' have to get his food. Play with my loot and see your dog gon' have to get his shoes.
When I say click, my little homies, they clack. High grease, hit the pigs and like roaches, they tend to scat. When I say click, my little homies, they clack. High grease, hit the pigs and like roaches, they tend to scat.
Right, now tell him jump up off my tip, he ain't coming with me. Say tell her jump up out the whip, she ain't coming with me. I tell him get up on their feet, they ain't coming with me. We to the top to the casket, dropping, they come to get me. Stuff on say won't but hit me. I'm probably puffin' sticky. Get rich, my motto strictly. Hold on, bro, keep it crispy. All day we hustle, nigga. Not a hater standing by. Nowadays I keep my trigger. Why Drake to tell him why?
My world is roulette, two shells and a six shot. My life like roulette, two shells and a six shot. My world is roulette, two shells and a six shot. My life like roulette, two shells and a six shot.
Strip to drop, and I'm on my grind like a skateboard. Some things in life is free, but mine you gotta pay for it. Yup, straight for it, all day I gotta get. And if you go through my connect, I'm getting something out of it. Head, they hustling, get in mind like who gon' feed me with nothing to eat in. There's nothing on my mind but getting the green for every day of the weekend. Let them feel, give me mine on the weekend. Stay solid, stack chips, get a peek in. My life like roulette, bro, do you know me? Then you know what I'm speaking.
My world is roulette, two shells and a six shot. My life like roulette, two shells and a six shot. My world is roulette.
roulette. Two shells and a six shot. My life like roulette. Two shells and a six shot.
Then tell him jump up off my tip. He ain't coming with me. Say tell her jump up out the whip. She ain't coming with me. I tell him get up on that shit. They ain't coming with me. We to the top of the casket dropping. They come to get me.
Yeah, what's up with it? What's up with it? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo, and this is the Monday after my birthday. You know, I was telling y'all last Monday, that my birthday was going to be on January 22nd. So that Friday has passed, and we on the Monday after that, which is January 25th. So I just wanted to say shout out to everybody, man, that gave me some props on my birthday. I know what I'm doing must be working because, man, my Facebook was lit up. My texts was lit up. I didn't get gifts like that, but, you know, I took the post like they was gifts, you know, like people was thinking about me. I know they got that little thing on side of the page that reminds you it's people's birthday. So, you know, I'm going to take some of the credit away from some of y'all, but it's all good, though. You know how we do it. Real talk, man. Yeah. I got a couple interviews today. You know how I do it. Got a couple artists stop by and tell us what they got going on. I'm going to get some music from them on. Not today, but, you know, I support mine because mine support me. One love to everybody out there, man. Again, that gave me props for my birthday. It was real cool. I went to the Bay Area and hung out with my mom. And, you know, that was my birthday gift to be with my mom, so. I really wanted to just relax because I'll be working and doing a lot of shit every day. So I just chilled out on my birthday. If everybody want to know, everybody asking me, what you do? I know you did it big. Ooh. Nah, I really stayed away from all that this year. You know what I mean? Because I was happy to see another year. And every man in this world, every human being on this planet should be happy to see another year when your birthday comes. That's like your new year to me. That's when I was feeling this urgency to go to the Bay Area and just feel my roots, man. It's something about when you go back to your hometown where you grew up at and where you ran around and did and got in trouble. We drove by where I went to juvenile hall at, and I went and got me a Nation's Burger, and, you know what I mean? I just settled on in and watched the lights and the view out of my mama's house, and when it got dark, I didn't even go nowhere, man. I just went to my mama's house and was just watching TV in the little room she got set up for me. So that's what I did for my birthday, man, in case you really want to know. You know what I mean? But last time we had Ann Carter and Confidential stop by, you know what I mean? I told y'all I was going to get some music on there on here from them so you can hear what they got going on, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. So just to get it started, I got a couple callers online. We got a couple interviews coming through, so just stay tuned, man. Don't go nowhere. I see the line is lit up. It's a lot of callers right now. Y'all don't want to hang up yet. Just leave your speakerphone on or something. Put it down to the side and let the music play. But if you want to talk to me, you can press that 1. And when I get time in between interviews and playing music and stuff that I got to do, I'll connect with you. Hopefully you press that 1 for a reason and you really want to talk, because usually by that time, I hear people back, hello, 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 and they like, oh, I didn't know you had got, you know, we figuring this out together. We going together, right? So now, I'm going to get into something, you know, from my homie Confidential that was on the show last week and gave us a nice interview. It's a song called Psych, you know what I mean? I'm finna buy all kinds of shit when I get rich, psych, You know what I mean? Confidential, y'all. Check this out, and I'll be back with some more music and talk about some more crap, answer some calls, and by that time, I should have my first interview popping up. All right, y'all.
Right there, that's confidence right share. That boy's a nightmare. His vision is quite clear. His Gouda is quite right. Kinda like fight night. Ready to bet my pockets, cause the bank account is mighty nice. Rolling with some dudes who kinda like Jerry Rice, but only in his primer, cause they some floating niners. Me, I'm a buccaneer, mixed with some shark and raider. A capital king who got ties with them Lakers. A capital fiend getting high on my paper, cause I stacked it first so I could spend it major. Bet you thought I was gonna say spend it later, but why spend it later? Cause later I might be in a grave, bruh. And I know you dig me. It's time to stay fresh, pimp, plain and simple. I see these hater cats, they trying to stick me. Bitch, don't be mad, I stay fly like Frisbee. Come on, get it, go, get it, win. Got it, go, spend it, why? Get it, go, get it, win. Got it, go, spend it, why? I won't buy them all out. I won't buy the club out. Back to the soul, bottles up, bottles empty. Pimpin' need some more, models up trying to get me. I need me a pro like Flojo. Run your marks, get set, go. Oh no, he ozone layer, get his bone. Man, paper 24 chrome, sitting on scraper. Fofo, ho, chrome, and don't shot a hater. Smoking on home, bro. Some of that granddaddy graper. Nobody greater, cut cheese like Raiders. My hobby, just call me a money rib. Cause I need the newest J's. I look great in gazers. My son prefer Hawaii. I'd rather be in Vegas. Okay. I'm what you might call a Himalaya player. Boot not doctor from Detroit to Decatur. My goons got choppers, and for me, they'll spray ya. Pop, pop to all my haters. Get it, go, get it, win. Got it, go, spend it, why? Get it, go, get it, win. Got it, go, spend it, why? I won't buy them all out. I won't buy the club out. Well, Gouda man, get that guapo, like extra cheese on my nachos, hustle like Pablo, more vivid than Picasso with my writings, I'm a giant like Milo, blow perp in Dallas, Gans in Chicago, throw in Tampa, I'm the man in Saho, snow bunny flock to me whenever I go, oh lord, I know I go, harder than the first, iller than the last, whoever in the middle just felt my whiplash, it's crazy how my mental reality set to get cash, get cash, whip ass, sin smash, hit fast to the chin of your bitch ass. Don't get mad, me, I gon' get bad. I mean, I go bad. Your bitch ass don't flash unless you stand up behind a fucking Kodak, nigga. Get it, go, get it, win. Got it, go, spend it, why? Get it, go, get it, win. Got it, go, spend it, why? I won't buy them all out. I won't buy the club out.
Yeah, what's up with it? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo, because we keep it real around here, man. You know how we do it. Shout out to my homegirl, Chantel. I know you're on the line right now listening because I called you and asked you to check out the radio show, and you did that for me, you know what I mean? That's what you call love right there. That's what you call folks right there, you know what I mean? She's been my folks for a minute, and she, you know, called to support the movement. So this is for you, Chantel. Appreciate you for calling in, mommy. One love.
Oh, But she fucked up and you know it was me. You can hear the bed squeak all the way down the street. And it sound like a song, cause we fucking to the beat. I put my rat tat tat in her boom boom pad. And then she put her tit 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 all up in my mouth. I might have said it before, I don't love them hoes. But she got that good good, I can't let her go. And I gotta let her know that.
Tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. I'm just getting it in like I always do. Keeping this shit rolling for me and you, you know what I mean? So with that being said, I just wanted to bring up Haiti again. You know, the Haiti situation is kind of devastating over there. So if you can go put a dollar here or a dollar there. You know, like my kids, my daughter came from school today. She said, "Dad, can I get a can of vegetables or something, some canned goods for a dollar?" And I was like, you know, why? And she said, because they having a food drive for Haiti at this school. So, I mean, you know, maybe you could send a canned good or something like that or a dollar in your kid's pocket to school with them tomorrow. And they can help out some people out there in Haiti that went through something real, real devastating. I see somebody got some press. They got the button pressed. Let's see if they want to talk for a minute. Hello, is anybody there? Hello, is anybody there?
Yo.
What's up? Who is this? Who am I speaking to?
It's Renacy, man.
Oh, what's up, Renacy?
What's happening with you, baby?
This is one of the interviews I was waiting to call in, y'all. This is a brother right here that does phenomenal music, and I'm waiting for y'all to figure this out. So go, Renacy, why don't you tell them how they can get in touch with you, so if they want to hear something, and then I'm going to ask you a few more questions. But where your Facebook, MySpace, or whatever, tell us that information.
Well, you know, It's very simple. Pretty much on all the social networks, you know, you got to have that popping, you know, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, anything, any one of those .com/Rennessy, spell R-I-N-N-E-S-S-Y, R-I-N-N-E-S-S-Y.
Yeah, man, I got that that song. I'm going to play that next week. I like to play the songs from the artist that was on the week before or next week to kind of tell people who they were. But this week, I want to talk to you and tell us where you from and, you know, what you got out there and how long you've been doing music. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, name is Rennessy. I am born and bred at Richmond, California, IA. You know what I'm saying? Neighbors with the big city of Sacramento, the whole yay and all that, man. Northern California, born and bred it. You know, been in the music game probably, I would say professionally, probably since 2004. You know, that's when I released my debut project in 2004. And then followed that up with a sophomore project and eclipsed that with a little EP that I released strictly overseas. And then, you know, kind of promoting dual albums right now. You know what I mean? So that's where we stand.
So, I mean, what you working on now? What you got coming for the future?
For the future, man, I got like two collab projects with a couple of artists, you know what I mean, who I collab with, the homeboy Ronald Porter and your boy Black Ice. We got a project called Baytron. And then me and your boy Black Ice actually got a project, you know what I mean, a collab project called A Fifth of Rennessy over your boy Black Ice. And then that probably be followed by my junior project, The Voice of Reason. So, you know, Rennessy project.
I like people to tell people why they do music, man, and you know what it means to them. Because a lot of people just do music because other people are doing music or whatever. You've been doing music for a while. You started doing it professionally in 2004. But, you know, what does music do to you? Why music?
Well, I'm a musician, man. So it's something in my soul that has this connection with music. So, I mean, I am one of those artists who is my drive comes from self-motivation, so I don't have to, you know, pop in the next man album to get some motivation to create a track. You know, he's simply sitting in front of the keyboard and coming up with a dope slapper and then writing some lyrics. So, that's where I'm at, and my drive and motivation strictly comes from that. Not saying that I wasn't influenced by any other rappers or anything like that, because I think we all are influenced, but my drive and motivation comes from It does come from self motivation. So I do music and love music because it's just in my soul. I come from a huge musical family. So
okay, well I know something deep about you, but the people listening don't really know what makes you a beautiful artist to me, because you're doing it under circumstances that most of these people in this world don't have the capable of doing. So do you want to tell them what that is?
For people who don't know me, man, I'm Rennessy. I do have a visual impairment. A lot of people do not know that. You know, a lot of artists I've linked up with in the studio, they don't even see it coming. They don't even see it. Matter of fact, we in the studio vibing, most of them don't even notice it. You know, because I'm still walking around beating on my chest and like a regular rapper.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, like the brother said, he is visually impaired and then dropped 3-4 albums and projects and comps. So, I mean, it got to be in you, man. If it's in you, you're going to do it regardless. It ain't got nothing to do with somebody making you do it, whatever. And, I mean, this brother's an inspiration to me, and we're going to do music together or whatever. But just beside that, when I heard his music, and I didn't know that. When I seen him and I looked at him, I didn't know that. I mean, the brother's a good heart. Every time I talk to him and I'm talking about something negative, like I'm down or feeling, you know, shit ain't right or whatever, he always got something positive to say, like, bro, it ain't that bad, man, you know, and he uplifts me every time I talk to him. So he makes me like, I need to keep that brother in my life, man. We need more brothers with that kind of heart, man, and by you being the person that you are, man, I'm glad I get to tell you this tonight, because we were just talking about this, me and Tisha, about you. Like, you know, I was like, man, Renison, that song he got that he finna do that video to us, they don't know you hot like that in there. You just come in and get your hair braided and shit, and, you know, they know, they say you're a cool person and all that, but they don't know you hot like that, bro. That's why I'm gonna play this song, because ain't nobody I know rapping like that with putting their words together and saying something with the first verse is one story, the second verse another story, and the third, but they all fit the Tales from the Hood type thing that you got going on that song. And I've been trying to make sure I do songs like that. So that song has been like, okay, on my mind lately, man. So I can't wait to play that next week. I was running from the studio with these dudes to come do this show, so I didn't get to upload it today because I wanted to play it today. It's still in my car in my deck. So when you shooting that video? When you shooting the video?
Well, look, we was this the whole thing. Like, well, we plan on. Let me just answer your question. We plan on shooting a video, probably late February. Well, it's early February. But I want it to be done right. Like, I did my first video to a song called Rent a CZ, which I was pumping out as a single for a while. Right. And the video came so it came together so tight. Shouts out to my man Matthew Gilliam, man, Point, a.k.a. Point. That's my dude. He shot the first video. But, you know, the second video is going to be shot by somebody different. Shouts out to my man Rave out there in the Rich. But, This particular video, you know, it got to be my concept is, or my philosophy, should I say, is always equal or better. So it's taking, I'm pushing it back a little bit because we want to take time. I sat down with one of my friends who's he's a screenplay writer. We want to come up with a real phenomenal type of a treatment. That's a term they use, I guess, in the film industry. A treatment for this whole little this whole song, so it can have a movie feel to it. You know what I mean? So we actually gonna be casting like little actors in the whole get down. You know what I mean? To make it really real deal. So it's still on the shoestring budget.
yeah. But you're doing the best you can with what you got, and that's what we do out here.
All day. And you know, I definitely, man, look, dude, you're subpoenaed. you got to be there, man. I got to be
a part of that video. That's, I'm sitting here like listening, you know, like I'm a listener too. When I listen to people talk, I'm listening like I'm like, this sound like a big artist that anybody else, man. We planning stuff out. We got singles, we got albums. We doing the best we can out here, and that's why I got this radio show, to let people come on here and let people know what they got going on, who they is, that there's other people out here than what you just seeing on the TV and all that. So, man, Renacy, I just wanted to say thank you for coming through, man. I'm going to get into some music or whatever. I got another interview coming up. He should be calling in a little bit, so I don't want to hold you up. I just want to say thank you for calling in. You got any shout-outs or anything you want to say before you go?
I want to shout out you for having me on, you know what I mean, first and foremost, you know. I want to shout out, you know, Tisha's braids, man, because, you know, they keep me freshly braided. Y'all see them pics, y'all see I come through fresh and crispy, fresh to death, and I always, you know, that's just me, man. I'm a dude who likes to stay well-groomed, so.
Yeah.
Y'all, you know, Tisha's braids, man. If you got braids or whatever, y'all need to go see them. I also want to give a shout out to the whole Mactivity Productions family, some of my other folks, Ronald Porter, your boy Black Ice, Jimmy Black, Delin Sin City, Bink 808. I mean, man, the list go. I'm afraid if I name too many people, somebody gonna be mad.
Yeah, you know how it is, We'll get them because we ain't done. You know what I mean? We got award shows and all kind of shit to be doing this week, man. So we'll get them. Don't trip.
Oh, yeah. All day, man. But like I said, Emo, I appreciate you having me on, man. And look, E, I need that track because the Voice of Reason is coming. So
all right.
I need that file tracked out. Yes, Emo right. is doing a track on the album, man.
Yeah, I'll get that to you, and that's on everything. I'm starting to get that to you over this. This week is all. I had to get over my birthday and everything, so now it's on. I'm workaholic right now.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, man.
I'm glad
you enjoyed your B-Day, man. I was listening in, you saying you chill with mom. That's a beautiful thing right there.
Yeah,
that
man, that shit felt
thing,
hella
man.
Good. That felt
that
good, man. I had to. I enjoyed that. I went down there and I spent the night. So I'm back now, ready to work, inspired.
You know, and I gotta shout you out, E, because I seen Emo on his birthday, and I ain't gonna hold you on too much of this time, but I seen Emo, cop the CD from him. You know what I'm saying? On his B-Day, he brought me one, man. Brought me one. We're at the location where I was at, and I appreciate that. That was a good look. That was love, man. It's love back at you, man.
Yes, sir, man. So when you get yours ready, I can't wait to have a love, too, because I'm going to slap it like it's love, too.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
All right.
For sure,
man. Thanks for coming through, bro. And have a safe one and be blessed.
You too, bro.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. This is Real Talk with Emo, man. You know how we do it. That was the homie Lindsay right there. One of the best rappers I've messed around with around here that I know personally. You know, it's other rappers that I like that's real good that I don't know personally and I ain't shook their hands yet or whatever. But this dude right here is a real humble guy. So, you know, Google the Hennessy, man. A lot of stuff going to pop up. You know, it's like Hennessy, but R-I, not R-E. So, you know, check around, man. And, you know, it goes down out here. You know how we do it. And, right now on the line, I'm going to keep it going back to back on y'all. You know how we do it. I got that homie Doy Rock in the building. See, I mean, you know how we do it. What's up, Doy? How you doing, man?
What's good, Big Emo? What do you do?
Man, I'm just trying to do it, you know, keep the town on the map, you know, do my part.
I see you. Got to keep working.
What's going on with you, man?
Providing good info.
Well, what's going on with you? You getting off planes and shit? Where you coming from?
Oh, man, I just came from up top real quick. I just went to Portland for the weekend to get some business done, get some work in. So I'm right back in your face.
Yeah, tell everybody who you is, you know, what you got going down, your label and all the shit, man.
Yeah, man, I go by the name of Doy Rock, man, straight out of SAC. Right now we working on Black Zeke Project, working on Shameen Doe Green album, a few things in the works on the bigger end. We're just going to keep it hush-hush right now and just drop it in their face this summer. We'll be all right.
Yeah. So that video is nice, man. I mean, tell the people what's that video and where they can check that out and the nice video you got out there.
Yeah, I got a video out right now called Doe's Diner. It's the first, I wouldn't call it a single. Well, I guess it is a single. It came out singular. it's not on the radio or nothing, but it's a real strong single. I feel like hip-hop needed to hear that right now because I felt like everybody was coming out with the same type of music, you know, which I don't knock it, but at the same time, we don't all got to do the same thing. So you can go check out the video. I feel like it's the most original video out right now. It's nothing like anything that's out right now as far as, like, coming from an independent cat like me and being able to put it together the way we did it. I thought it was good. You can go see it at youtube.com/DoyRockTV, DoyRockTV. And, you know, we just moving and grooving. Like I said, I'm real focused on Black Zeke this year, so, you know, it's a real industrial works thing right now. We're really moving.
That's a good thing, brother. I mean, you know, we all from Sacramento or whatever, but I like, you know, what areas, you know, tell brothers where they from, where they, you know, where they putting it down from. So What part of the Sacramento area do you represent?
Yeah, I'm from Elder Creek, man. South Sac Vet. Bellini Way, to be exact. Check up on it.
Yes,
do the stats.
Yes, sir. I like how when they come out, like, you know, that's real right there. How long you been doing music, bro? And what makes you do music like you do? I know you do different music, man. Nobody sound like Doy Rock. Doy Rock has his own thing. In Sacramento, no one can touch that. How do you do that?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I put my first album out in 2005. It was called Soul on Fire. So I officially been doing music since then. But at the same time, it's like always been influenced by a lot of different people, both in the streets and in music. You know, being able to go down south and the East Coast early in the game was beneficial to my thought process, seeing different situations unfold, real life situations, you know, things that I wouldn't have seen if I would have just been sitting in Sacramento. So a lot of my style comes from just my life, just living life and seeing, and I always wanted to provide something different. I always try to bring a different type of food to the table. It's like, what's the point of having a potluck if we all bring in macaroni and cheese, right? You know what I mean? That's pointless. That's not a potluck. We're bringing the same thing to the table. So as artists, we got to not be afraid to be different. Just because somebody sound good the way they sound, that means you should let them have that, and then you try to bring a different sound to the table. That's still beneficial, still original, still, you know, because we all can talk about the same thing. It really matters how you deliver it. So to me, it's like I said, it's a potluck mentality, but I want to bring a different dish to the table. So that's really where my style comes from. Every record I approach, I always try to bring something different to the table, even if it's just a few songs that is just off the wall. Like, I got an album out, a free album y'all can go download called Mind Candy. It's on my blog spot. It's free. It's 9 songs. It's doughyrock.blogspot.com, and you'll see a certain songs on there like nobody else ain't doing. You know, a song called He Say, She Say, storytelling, you know, band. You know, just bringing something different to the table while I still represent Sac. That's what it is.
Yes, sir. I mean, you mentioned the Mind Candy. You got any other little projects out there, whatever the motherfuckers should check for?
Yeah, man. I got a Trophy Case out right now, Mind Candy and Soul on Fire. Those are the three primary joints I got out since 2005. You know, I'm only 1 year off, but I'm going to make up for it this year with this Mean Go Green and this Pay Homage. So then I'll be even. You dig?
Yes, sir. We feel it. I'm happy you called through, bro. People hearing what you had to say. And, man, what's your Twitter and all that, man? Maybe they can hit you up, whatever, because I blast this after this, so the show keep continue getting heard over and over. So what's your Twitter, man, so people can come through and check you out?
Come follow me on at Dr. Doeyrock, twitter.com/DrDoeyrock. It's real simple. I'll be on there acting up. Come mess with me.
All right, Rock, man. Good looking for calling in, bro. I'm going to get some of your music on here because I got some sitting on my computer, so I'm going to let them know who you really is, man. You know how we
That's
do it.
That's what it is, Wayne. All right, man. Anytime.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling, bro. Be safe. One.
All right, one. You too.
Yeah, y'all, we'll talk with Emo, man. You know how we do it. So representing this SAC to the fullest, man. I can't stop. That was the homie Doeyrock. And I didn't even plan for both of them to call back-to-back, but they called back-to-back, and that's how it went. So, you know, we ain't tripping. We let the interviews go back-to-back because this is real talk with Emo. You feel me? So with that being said, you know, I don't want to talk your head off. You heard us conversate and interview people telling you what they got out there. Hopefully you go down and support my brothers that you hear on here, my homie Doeyrock, the homie Renacy. And I'm just going to let the music take us up out of here. You know what I mean? I ain't going to even talk your head off too much. But I do want to remind you of the Haiti situation. And go give a dollar. Send a canned good with your kids to school or something like that tomorrow. Whenever you get a chance to. It'll never be too late. You know how we do it.
I keep my temperature on 74 when I'm at the crib. 79 in the wintertime, that's just how I live. But when the homies call and say let's hit the town, when we do them haters frown, nigga turn the heat down. I know we skip the line, and bitches think we fine. I know you're feeling drunk and tough, but you best recline. You don't wanna get stained, it's pain in this lane. I'ma take their temperature, they all up in my mix, man. What up, suckers? Ain't no looking back. I just wanna know what you niggas looking at. I just come to kick it with the bitches, I ain't come for you. If you really wanna, yeah, my homies got a gun or two. I take on every one of you, what you wanna do? Don't forget I got this whole club on my side, trippin' this dumb with you. Stop, everybody, what's that sound? It sounds like a hater about to get the beat down with the quick. And why they wanna
wanna go and get me pissed when they know I'm with me, clicking a real nigga like Mitchie Slick on this Hennessy, Sprite and lemon. Fuck these niggas, invite the women, busters wanna invite the grimmin. Now you gotta come fight the criminals. Don't give me that bullshit, nigga. Don't give me no looks. You better get over the shit. I better know when to get pathetic and let a fuck up a hippie on cook. So you better snap your fingers and then rock with it. Cause if your chop spit it, I'ma let something hot hit. About 100-something, he looked like he wanted something. Remy had him beefy, now he like a honey bun or something. Hey, why they always got a temperature? I'm minding my business, now I gotta check your temperature. Hey, play A to make your picture. Make me lose it if you eat it when I check your temperature. Hey, now I ain't come to play games, so why you gotta make me check your temperature, man? Hey, and I guess we all gon' bang if you eat it when I check your temperature, man.
Kick it, stay fresh, step out in my Sunday best. Bitches tripping, you'll get slapped. Hold up, wait, what you think you're looking at? I'm calling nasty, why you asking about me? You full of liquor, shoot that gun, shit written bitch. And I mix up Tech 9 and Twister, lips bigger than quicksand. Tip me bricks and chicks, man. 100 grand, they spin your span. That Louis V in my whip is wet. Who is she? Cause I've been there. Who is he? He ain't a threat. Who am I? Hate me, boss bitch. What you doing? Trying to snap back. 100 degrees, I'm heated. Eat it like it was your dinner. You never been a friend to me. You better take your temperature. Block me like Rocky, I'm cocky. Catch a lot of bodies. Try to knock me by my eye. Rock me, strap down on Kawasaki. So top me like that seed that comes from overseas. With jeans, living in that coupe. So that Sunday is a superstar. What the fuck you all saying, folks? You want that Charles and scared hoes. Make me start a girl fight. Better check this bitch's fair height. Raw niggas, I beat beat. These broke niggas, I peep D. I chirp your name for this TV. They gon' drop you like my PG.
Hey. Why they always got a temperature? I'm minding my business, now I gotta check your temperature. Hey, play A to make your picture. Make me lose it if you eat it when I check your temperature. Hey, now I ain't come to play games, so why you gotta make me check your temperature, man? Hey, and I guess we all gon' bang if you eat it when I check your temperature, man.
We having the ballers, bitches all over the place. They tell you the truth, we having the ballers, bitches all over the place. It's bitches all over the place. Why is you niggas all up in my face? I'm finna flip the script and start tripping on them like,
what you niggas looking at?
I think these niggas might need some glasses, what they looking at? A poodle tucking his tail, I ain't never been mistaken at. Plus I can read your game plan like my book of rap. Last nigga that tried it caught a ride and then he took a nap. Go night night for fucking with niggas that fight fight. And some of you suckers be hating cause we shining like some bright lights. Cheating nutty, your street buddy. Tech 9 in the click. Niggas better act like they got sense. Stop looking at me and go get it up. Yeah, kid niggas stretch the second won't fit. Flip the script and I'ma make it bout now. Take some cow with a 50 cow wow. Ask around and I tell you blah blah. Ain't nobody tripping off of you. I just wanna kick it and be cool. Half of these niggas that's up in this motherfucker wanna be part of the crew. Cause they know we do the fool. Go dumb and act retarded. Don't never like to start it. But you can be your target if I lose it. Open your mouth with this thermometer. I'm checking niggas' temperature. Just sliding off with your chick smoking bomb with her.
Hey, why they always got a temperature? I'm minding my business, now I gotta check your temperature. Hey, play A to make your picture. Make me lose it if you eat it when I check your temperature. Hey,
now I ain't come to play games, so why you gotta make me check your temperature, man?
Hey,
and I guess we all gon' bang if you eat it when I check your temperature, man.
Man, it's cold out here. Check your temperature, man. Check your temperature. That was the boy Tech 9 featuring the homie T Nutty, man. Sacramento's own T Nutty, man. You know how I do it. I represent the town all day. So, with that being said, I wanted to mention the in-store we got in Woodland. February 6th, me, Big Nox, Luke. Few other people going to be out there signing autographs and giving away free CDs and stuff like that there. So if you're free, February 6th, and you know how to get to Barney's in Woodland, or if you don't know, you can go to my MySpace page. I got the flyer as my profile pic at myspace.com/psmusic3000. Or you should already be my friend. If not, you can find me there. Other than that, I just wanted to let y'all know about that. Hopefully, I see y'all out there. You might get a free emo CD or something if I see you. You get there early because I'm probably going to just give away 10 at the most or something. So, and sign some posters and stuff like that. So, you want to get this stuff from us, before we do something with ourselves, man. We're trying to do something with ourselves. And that's real talk with Emo, man. Real talk.
Yep. That's right. It's a homie Luke coming live and direct to you through your internet, getting at you one time. Just want to let y'all know, come out to Barney's Good Time Music on Main Street, Woodland, California on Saturday, February 6, 2010 to hang with the homie Luke, Big Nas. We're going to have special guests, free giveaways, low riders out there, models, and a lot more. Come on out and party with us. Saturday, February 6th, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Barney's Good Time Music. Let's get it in.
Always witty and clever. Now you headed for the top cause you a straight go-getter. On the real, I'm catching feelings, so I wrote you a letter. The things that I'm revealing, never thought I would do. You said we only live once, mama, I'm feeling it too. They kinda threw me for a loop that I ain't seen coming. Anybody ever tell you that you got that something? If they haven't, let me be the first, baby, it works. Mad thinking about you on a late night until it hurts. Gently throw the pain away. Eyes are closed, already know you the one the ladies digging the most. Get it and go, you making moves, fit it how you live it. Wanna take me on the ride? I really wish you didn't. The predicament is, I already got a dude. I'm a good girl, wanna go fast.
I'm gonna go fast.
Winter.
I'm gonna go fast. Winter. I'm gonna play that game that loves to. I just wanna be that one right there.
Pretty much like the same routine. Bow. Once a week I might pop on the scene. After that I get right back to just doing my thing. Now I'm yearning for a little something exciting. You entice me with that sexy smile. Invite me over, I might stay a while. We can stretch together, babe, I'm quite agile. Never let you get too close though, cause I'm fragile. Just hit redial when you decide upon the meeting place. Butterflies begin to flutter, anxious just to see your face. I can't wait with that cologne from the other day. You can be my buddy, and you allow me to play.
I'm gonna play that game that loves to. I just wanna be that one right there by your side. I wanna be that one you choose.
Losing control, let me explain myself. In the back of my mind, you're naughty girl tonight. Keep this between you and I. Let's ride and roll with it. Hide and go get it. Stop right here before I get too explicit. Get faded till we get X-rated. Guilt tripping in the morning, I'm your homeboy's lady. Would I even be here if he wasn't so shady? Well, okay, maybe. This is too much talking, way too much thinking. My body's calling, I can hear yours ringing. I know I got everything you seeking. And every good girl, there lies a freak in. And every good girl, there lies a freak in.
I'm gonna go play. I'm gonna play that game that loves to. I just wanna be that one right there.
Now available online and in stores, Emo, the French Connection EP. Also available, Emo Leftovers, the digital album, on cdbaby.com now. Also log on to paystyle.net for more information.
Yeah, what's up with it? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. That was the homegirl Ann Carter featuring GR. I Wanna Be Down, right before, you know, the song that just went off, in case you really wanted to know, because I know that was sounding real good because it was mild and it had me dancing over here like, you feel me? Yeah, so I told y'all I was going to get y'all some Ann Carter on. She was on last week. We interviewed her, showed y'all how females can do it, you know what I mean? And the word for the day, the subject today is about hard work. All I want to do is say, man, is work hard. Somebody told me, don't work so hard. You know, and I'm like, well, you should be telling me to work as hard as I can, or, you know, whatever the saying should be. It shouldn't be, don't work so hard. See, that's the problem now. Everybody not working hard enough. We're just waiting for that phone call or waiting for that handout. And I'm not about to wait for that handout this year. I'm getting older. I'm not getting too old. I'm just getting older. You get wiser, that's what my birthday was about. That's what I was sitting around thinking about. But I just wanted to say shout out to everybody that called in today. Shout out to my homie Dory Rock for giving me a nice interview. Shout out to the homie Lennessy for giving me a nice interview. And everybody that called in and listened to the show today, shout out to my homie AO over there, man. He be having the kicks, man, and the fits and all that, you know what I mean? AKA A-Dick, A-Giddy, man. What's happening with you? My homie Mike Brown over there. I don't know if you got a chance to listen tonight, but Mike, you might check it later on, Mike. We're going to network and get some slaps out there. My homie Mike got slaps, which y'all going to hear him networking with me soon. The homie Skyler, I don't know if you're listening, man, but you might check this later too. What's up, Sky? You out there? I see you in Woodland if you come down to the interview, to the in-store, like you said. And, you know, it's all good. I'm going to play a couple more songs or something for the first little hour of the internet segment, because the internet has like a live stream that goes for an hour, but I can actually play music up to another hour after that if I want and talk on the line and stay on the line with the people, all that, but we just won't be streaming live on the internet. But we still will be able to talk, communicate, and play some good music or whatever until I, you know, get up out of here. But now, you know, if you want to send a song or something that you want played on the station, you can send me MP3 formats or WMAs, WAVs too, but I prefer MP3 or WMAs because they're smaller and it's easy to save a lot more space and they upload a lot faster. But I need you to name the song like this. They got to say the artist's name, then put a little dash, and then the title of the song, and then the featuring and whatever that artist, whoever that is. Because that's how we upload it in our database, and it goes by alphabetical order of the name of the artist. So, like, if my name is Emo and my song is Never Quit, and it, you know, it would say Emo, then dash, Never Quit, and then featuring whoever, if it was on that song, then it would go in the E's in the database. So instead of me, I got a lot of songs sent to me last week, and it was like I wanted to play them all, and I will. And this whole show will eventually be probably never playing nobody mainstream, because that's what I want to do. But it makes it harder for me if I got to reformat the songs and rename them, and I don't know the artist's name of it, and you just name the name of the song, the title, and you just connect it from your files you regularly got and send it. You know, just copy it somewhere else or whatever, and rename it and whatever, attach it again, and send it to me. That way, it'll be easier, and I promise you I'll get the song on the. And matter of fact, you know, all the songs that I got that I ain't got yet uploaded will be in there next week, even if I got to go in there and name myself what you send me so far. But for the future, that's why I had to put this out there and let people know, man. It's getting hard on your butt. It's getting hard on your butt. So, you know, log on to paystyle.net, man. Check out my website. You know, you can get at me there on my Twitter, my Facebook. You can buy my CDs, all of that at paystyle.net, paystyle.net, because that's what it is with me, man. And thank you, man. You know, I'm gonna keep going, but I'm saying thank you to the people that's listening live over the internet right now. If you want to get off the internet and then, you know, the show stop, you can call in on the phone and hit me up on the phone number. You can see it on the website. It'll show you. I don't got it in my face right now, and I ain't trying to fumble too much. Seth, you can hit me on the phone and listen to the rest of the show, because I might be playing something you want to hear. I'm going to start getting into playing some of my new music and shit. You know, this is where I'm going to be promoting emo a lot at. So, you know, come by and check out some of my new shit. Thank you, everybody that stopped by today. God bless everybody. If you want to keep listening, just stay tuned, because I got some good music. And I got some situations I might start talking about, too, in the second half. And I might got some callers that's calling in that we can talk about some situations. So you never know what you're going to get. But God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in and listening online. Stay tuned, because every Monday we do this at 10 o'clock West Coast time, 12 o'clock Central time, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. So wherever you at in between that, you know, Europe people will be like 6 o'clock in the morning. And, oh, yeah, I mean, different hours everywhere else, but you should be able to figure it out if you know that we start the show here at 10 o'clock on West Coast. I'm going to start getting me some co-hosts in different situations. Sometimes I might just record the whole show and not even have no callers, or people can still call in and just listen to the show on their cell phone. You know, my partner tell me they just call on the show and just put their cell phone on speakerphone and just put it down and just listen. You know, so the show is catching on. It's been crazy. Everybody hitting me up like, how can I get on? And some people get mad because I ain't played them and all that. Man, it's not like that. I got a process I got to go through. I don't got to explain it. This is real talk with Emo, man. This is my shit, right? When you doing your thing, man, you tell me how to do it. So, I mean, that's how I'm going to start doing it, man. I'm running my thing around here, man. If you want to be down with how I'm getting down, then, you know, I have to set forth some rules so I can do it a certain way. So I'm just telling people how I do it. So, you know, one love if you're trying to get down, man. I ain't trying to talk shit. You know, people take your words the wrong way. I'm just letting you know, man. Ain't no reason. I mean, most people don't be around before you ain't doing shit. Then you do stuff and you get the power. I'm not playing out here. You're going to see me. I'm going to keep doing shit, and you're going to have to keep seeing Emo. I'm a one-man band. I'm doing this all by myself. I'm jumping from the studio to the all kind of shit. Man, I ain't got to go down the list. This is real talk with Emo, and this is what it is. Every time, every Monday at this time, when I do this show, it's about what I want to do. It ain't about what you want me to do. You feel me? But it's easy, man. You can go get your own little show, too. This is internet shit worldwide. It ain't just no one little radio station in one station in one city. You know, right here, we touching worldwide people, I guarantee. Even after this show go off and the archives is up there, people go and check out my old shows. I promote it and pass it around. So, believe me. Thousands of people, if not more than that, is listening to this show. I don't want to put too much on it, but I guarantee you I see what's going on. And I wouldn't keep doing this every Monday and come back to this if it wasn't something that I feel was worth doing. So God bless everybody, man, and stay tuned if you want to hear it.
Yeah, what's up with it? You're tuning in to Real Talk with Emo. Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you come back every Monday to check me out. Also, check out my write-up in the section of Royalty Magazine. And if you got any songs you want me to play on the air, just send them to emo3000@aol.com. That's emoe3000@aol.com.
The other thing about the American presidency you've got to remember is that this is a puppet post. It's automatically going to be a puppet post. The idea that Obama is somebody who's going to come in and exercise real authority when he's obviously been chosen and given everything that he's got.
Dear Lord, please lay me down to sleep. I hope you wake me up so I can see next week. If I should die before I wake, let the whole world know about the real and the fake. The way we live is fucked up. Nowadays I don't know who to trust. Hanging with my clique, the same old shit, trying to get my paper up. If they don't lock me up before I stack a meal, gotta let my niggas know a little bit more than popping pills. Make sure you keep it real, cause niggas out here be fake, talking shit about you behind your back but laughing in your face. And the government don't give a damn if we die. They got a plan to keep us high so we don't see time go by. Look up in the sky, you might see an unidentified object. don't call me when you need military progress. I just sit back and smoke another black and mild, knowing that it's killing my throat. One day I won't have to smoke. Right now it's easing my pain. Out here trying to get my money up and keep my foot in the game. And it's a shame that I gotta feel pain to get my point across. Take a look around and see my niggas slowly dropping off. I might be next if I don't try to get respect. So I hit the vocal booth so I can cash me a check. But some of these niggas ain't lucky as me. Talk every day with G-O-D. Once before I go to sleep and every time before I eat. Dear Lord, please lay me down to sleep. I hope you wake me up so I can see next week. If I should die before I wake, let the whole world know about the will and the fate. Dear Lord, please lay me down to sleep. I hope you wake me up so I can see next week. If I should die before I wake, let the whole world know about the will and the fate. Gas price is high, fuck that, I'm about to walk. Better watch what you say on your metro when you talk. Fuck around and get you caught, locked up for 25. No more for seeing your kids, can't even fuck your wife. Can't go to sleep at night, keep having these nightmares. I never had no dad around, but don't nobody care. Who told you life was fair? It's just a game, so I play to win. Cause I don't wanna lose everything. Did so much to build my name up, now I gotta step my game up. Making sure I do what I gotta do and never change up, and keep my distance from broke niggas and bitches who ain't trying to keep it popping and staying focused on riches. So dear Lord, please lay me down to sleep. I hope you wake me up so I can see next week. If I should die before I wake, let the whole world know about the real and the fake. Dear Lord, please lay me down to sleep. I hope you wake me up so I can see next week. If I should die before I wake, let the whole world know about the real and the fake. Dear Lord, please lay me down to sleep. I hope you wake me up so I can see next week. If I should die before I wake, let the whole world know about the will and the fate. Dear Lord, please lay me down to sleep. I hope you wake me up so I can see next week. If I should die before I wake, let the whole world know about the will and the fate. Dear Lord, please lay me down to sleep. Dear Lord, please lay me down to sleep. Doing on the track.
If you do the numbers, they estimate, not I, that just the vitamin and mineral guideline alone, when it goes into global implementation on December 31st, 2009, will result in a minimum of 3 billion, that's B, bad, big, billion deaths.
I'm so electric. Marianne. I see your shoulder dipping, and you're looking so good tonight. And you're loving it. Girl, I ain't tryna put up no fight.
I wanna look you in the eye, say I wanna fight it out. Baby, I ain't in love, I just wanna hear you shout all night. Till the morning, and have you feeling good when I need you with a sweet hangover?
Everybody come holla at you like it's your birthday and everybody throwing dollars at you. So with it, so whoever goes home is gon' get it. That's why I looked you in the eye, say I wanna bang it out. She said go and get your car, boy, we gon' sweat it out all night till the morning. And now you feeling good while I leave you with a sweet.
back it up. No need for Tylenol. It just had to feel right. She said you never thought you could feel a feeling this way before. As if you were scientific, you need me more, more. Yeah. Turn around if you're refusing to let it go. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with it? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. And today I'm just doing my thing and letting the thing roll. You know what we did. I just want y'all to check out my section in Royalty Magazine. It's Real Talk with Emo. It's the section in Royalty Magazine. I got the cover next month. So, you know, you'll see me blasting that around. Whatever, all I want you to do is go by there, check that out, see how I get down. You know what I mean? Check the magazine out. It's all good. God bless everybody. Good night. I'm finna get up out of here. One love.